this is a really neat story. Back in August of last year, U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan made history when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization at the American Legion's 99th National Convention. She is a national commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan, and she joins us on the line this morning. Commander, thanks for taking the time. First of all, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
One of the things that your theme, your agenda is for this year is what you call Family First. Talk a little bit about what that agenda is all about.
The Family First agenda comes from the fact that we really are a family. People are put on this earth, I believe, to take care of one another. Now, we have our personal families, of course, but then when we go off, when those in the military go off and we go to basic training, and we find that we need to depend on one another, to count on one another, like you do your family, your brothers and sisters. And we go through that experience of basic training, and when basic training gets over and we get shipped off to another location for a further training, we get a whole new family. And in the military, every place you go, you end up with a new family. And that support network is always there. Now, what I learned, I met my husband while I was in the military. And when it came time for me to reenlist and they couldn't guarantee the two of us being stationed together, I got out and became a military spouse. And as I was transferring from one duty station to another to follow him as a spouse, I came to realize how important the entire family unit is to those who serve in uniform. Spouses are having to quit their jobs and transfer, find new jobs wherever they end up. And our kids have to, you know, quit school and say goodbye to their friends. And so it's the whole family that serves together in uniform. And then it came time when we both got out of the military and we ended up in a community where we really didn't grow up. So to get connected to our community and know that we wanted to give back in some way, we found the American Legion. The American Legion really is a family also, because we have the American Legion, which is war era veterans, but we have our American Legion Auxiliary, which is the female descendants and spouses and kids of our veterans, our American Legion Sons of the American Legion, and the American Legion Riders. Together as a family, we're taking care of one another. Now, that family first theme was emphasized even more when we went to deployment ceremonies of our National Guard and Reservists. And we ask them, what can we do to make sure that you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? Our hero's answer is always, take care of my family first. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes from.
And as a matter of fact, some of those issues that you bring up in terms of the challenges are really some of the top issues that veterans face today. We talk about all of the veterans' issues that are maybe making headlines, but sometimes it's really the simple things that veterans themselves say are the biggest challenges that they face, veterans and military families.
Exactly right. And just to make sure that there's a support network there through the American Legion family, we have the support network for all of the veterans as well as our military families. And the other part of what the American Legion does is we try to get into schools and we teach the children about what it means to be an American and what it means that they can live in a free country and all of the veterans who've made that opportunity available for them.
Now, as many people know, the American Legion was formed out of the ashes of World War I. We're celebrating marking the 100th anniversary of American participation in the Great War. And this coming Memorial Day, you are going to be visiting Europe. Is that right?
I will be visiting Europe for Memorial Day weekend, and I'm really excited about that. I'll get to visit. There's a lot of military troops that we have over in Europe, as well as there are a lot of veterans who live there, American Legion posts, U.S. cemeteries, the military cemeteries that are over there. I'll get to visit those. A few years back, I had the opportunity to visit a liberation museum over in Nijmegen. And during that process, I got to talk to the tour guides who were actually children when the American heroes were parachuting in to liberate their town. And the pride I felt of just being an American and how proud they were of the service of all of our military personnel. And one thing they asked me was, when you get back to America, if you see the World War I, World War II veterans, make sure you tell them how much Europeans appreciate what they did for their country and for their nation over there. It's amazing the pride that you feel as an American being over in Europe.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at home, as we mentioned, there have certainly been a number of issues with respect to the military and post-military struggles for a lot of returning servicemen and women, things like PTSD, the state of the VA. You are intimately involved in addressing those issues as well.
Exactly. The American Legion is a grassroots organization. We are a lobbying organization as well. And as we hear from our members, all that information comes to our national conventions. We have resolutions. But what we're really watching for is we want to make sure our veterans are taken care of. They have the healthcare system that they need. They get the care that they need wherever it is that they need it, whether it's at a VA hospital, if they're in a rural community and can't get to a VA, that they're taken care of. Nobody understands post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, Agent Orange, prosthetics, then when you start looking at the VA hospitals. So we want to make sure that our legislators understand that the VA hospital system is a system we're saving, but we also understand that veterans need to get care in their local communities if they're a far distance away. Veteran suicide rates are very concerning to us. Within the American Legion family, we're hoping that veterans will find us and find that connection. And when I talk about that family first, it's connecting with one another and paying attention and listening. And if you find somebody who you think needs some extra help, to get them the help they need, don't just say, hey, you need help. Take them by the hand and get them their help that they need so they don't feel like they're left alone. And that goes for our veterans as well as their families. We just take care of one another.
As we mentioned, your election as the National Commander was historic as the first female leader of the American Legion. Pretty amazing story of how far you have come. You talk about the first time that you tried to join the American Legion.
Yeah, when I tried to join the Legion, the recruiter was there to recruit my husband. And when I said, identified myself as an eligible veteran, he told me that women join the auxiliary, which is true. Women can join the auxiliary, and I do belong to the American Legion Auxiliary. They're a great organization, great part of the American Legion family, but I'm a veteran, and I served. And, you know, women could be part of the American Legion. Our forefathers, our World War I vets, understood that a veteran was a veteran. Women could be part of the American Legion and vote for National Commander before they could vote for President of the United States. So the first Legion post wasn't a really good experience. A couple years later, we moved to another town. They welcomed me with open arms. They taught me about the Legion. I learned so much, and people can learn more about the Legion at legion.org. But through that process, and I started to go through the chain of command, and I became the state commander of Wisconsin, and I had the opportunity to go back to that first post, and I was happy to see they had a picture of me on the wall with a sign above it that said, she could have been a member of this post. Remember, women... It said, remember, women are veterans too. And since then, they have all kinds of women in their posts now. So it turned out to be a good thing.
Amazing how far we have come. Again, Denise Rohan is National Commander of the American Legion with us this morning, talking veterans issues and the role of the American Legion. Commander, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks. I was glad to be with you.